Okay, good evening to Hopkins Intermediate Orchestra. This is Tim Smith, and we're here at Homestead, and you're starting out with the Irish Suite. By the way, I apologize for not being able to visit you earlier. Not feeling well, but I'm glad to hear you now. Good, I think it's a really lovely kind of a start. We can hear a little bit more pulse in the second violin and viola, just the quarter note pulse. We have half notes, quarter notes, and eighth notes, kind of these layers of pulses. We need to hear just a little bit more. Good, so we want to make sure that when you get these, little slurs like at 11 in the first violins, ya-da-dee-dee-da-da-da-da-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Then when you do the detaché bowing like at 12 and at 14, all of a sudden it gets kind of stiff. You want to keep it as smooth as you can to keep that kind of lyric feel. And of course, the melodic line now is in the violas. It's the same thing, just use a nice and relaxed wrist. As you do your bowing, don't push and pull. Use a very legato wrist stroke. You know, we're picking up tempo from where you started at the beginning. Quite a bit here, right? So you just have to have patience when you pizzicato. Allow the silence to have that, you know, value before you pizzicato again, so you stay nice and steady. Be in a rush to take your pickup after the dotted quarter, first violins 32 to 33. I think that the cadence at 34, Mr. Conway, can lengthen a little bit. It is really the end of the movement, right? And then from 35 to the end is really just a little coda. So I think you can slow down a little bit to that cadence in 34 and lengthen that note and then play the ending of the piece. Yeah, I think this can go a little bit faster, Mr. Conway. This little folk song isn't quite so wistful. So I think you move ahead just a little bit. I think, you know, when you put a metronome to it, you're gonna be maybe around 66 I think you know, you can move it a little bit farther forward. It'd be great if you had a piano. This piano part is just so completely independent from the rest of it. It kind of adds, I mean, it could be done without it, certainly. But it would be a nice addition to the texture and make it, it makes the string writing more interesting because engages the texture in a more sophisticated way. Yeah, so all of those downbeat things, like at measure 24 or at measure 12, right? That's stress release, stress release. You have to make some dynamic change there. Yeah, so I think this needs to be bigger. In general, this is the last. I mean, of all the verses of this little song, this is the arrival point. 29 is the biggest section of this movement. And I think you could play a little bit stronger. And also just to bring out these lines that move, the viola in 30, the second violin in 34, it creates this harmonic interest with the stress release. Yeah, that pickup to 37 count be louder, right? It's that we've talked about this many times when I've been there to giving a clinic about the long bow, short bow issue, and you all of a sudden you push the short bow and the fourth beat of measures 36 spikes up in dynamic. good. You're doing a pretty good job being in tune also, by the way. It's really, really nice. Well, I spoke too soon. We had a lot of different Be Naturals there. And we're having some arguments about the F sharps in the bass and the C naturals in the bass. Yeah, I think this could be a little bit more dance-like, maybe a little bit more pulse on the quarter notes, beam, bom, 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 with a light lift. It would be okay. Yeah, so I think this is the one piece in the movement, or in the suite of the three. It's the one movement that has a little more dance-like character to it. And I think if we can find that, it's okay. And really, to be honest with you, I think the tempo of this could go slower than what's marked. You're very close to what's marked, but I think it could go faster. To just give it a different contrasting flavor from the two previous movements. Yum, bum, 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 bum. Stress beat one and beat three. Right, so 29, we don't want. One and two, three and four, we want. One and two, three and four, one and two, right. Make sure you're stressing those beats. To the Robert Sheldon. This is interesting. we have a band score. I don't know if this is one of those things that you can play with a bunch of people. It's the right music. but there are no string parts on my score. Anyway, at the opening, I think we need to be careful about that initial opening, which is a combination of force, right? We have a G, a C, and a D. Right, it has to be in tune on that vertical structure. Yeah, that little rocking motion, dee da 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 da. I think you can give it a little bit more shape. And then this section at 22, again, we're having this problem with the long bow, short bow thing. So you get the half note on one and the quarter note on three in measure 22. And all of a sudden it's one, three, one, right? With this big stress, you've got to make sure that we're feeling the downbeat of the bar as the strong beat and not the third beat. Yeah, I'm not sure if the rhythm that the cellos have, 2-4-3-9, is what is written in my part, which is the alto sax part. But I'm feeling like you're either ahead of the pulse or your rhythm is maybe longer and different or more complex. Good. Make sure we fade away together so that the chord remains in balance as you taper it away. the Alan Lee Silva Pioneer Steel. Yeah, don't squeeze that first entrance. I feel like you're just eking out the note, right? Make sure that you're thinking, about that right hand. You're worried about the left hand. I want you to worry about your right hand so that you're producing good tone. It's improving each time you play that little pickup. But the opening two notes need to be, the best. Yeah, we need to make sure that we get down to the B natural. I just feel like that the note is too sharp. It's C sharp, right? Half step. Dee da da dum. Yeah, so I think at some point, Mr. Conway, you're now conducting in two, and I think the whole thing needs to feel more like you're in two. Yeah, softer there would be great, right? It's a big orchestra. Got to commit to playing a little soft. I think our score is missing a retard before 461, where it says out tempo, so that implies that there should be a retard. Okay, good. Yeah, we want to make sure that that we don't slow down in the low strings in measure 67 and 68, 69, that the energy keeps going forward. We have all this rhythmic subdivision, and then boom, we get to 67, and the top string parts start to play long notes. So that movement of energy of the eighth notes and quarter notes has to come from the low strings. It needs to be stronger. It needs to move, propel itself forward just a little bit more. Seems like we got stuck there just a little bit. Yeah, I think that's a good set of music. I think it's certainly, within the safety zone of the ensemble in terms of the level. I think that there's, music to be made there, and I think you're doing a nice job of that. And hopefully, if you're going to play this set of music in the future, that I've given you some more things to think about. So it's always good to hear the groups from Hawkinsville. Congratulations.